This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Friday, December 1st, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Thin GOP House margin could get thinner, and Luan looking for farm bill in early 2024. The House is expected to vote today on whether to expel New York Republican George Santos following an ethics committee report released in November. It will take a two-thirds majority of the House to remove Santos. Why it matters? Well, losing Santos would leave Republicans with 221 seats. Democrats control 213. Republicans are already struggling as it is to move partisan legislation. Every member expelled in history of this institution has been convicted of crimes or Confederate turncoats guilty of treason. Neither of those apply to me, but here we are, Santos said yesterday as he mounted his defense. Luan looking for farm bill in early 24. A Democrat on the Senate Ag Committee, Ben Ray Luan, says he's hopeful that Congress will move a new farm bill by next spring. I remain optimistic that we will have a farm bill and that we could see this as early as the end of the first quarter of the calendar year, the New Mexico senator says in an interview for AgriPulse newsmakers. Luan says that's when the Senate Ag Chairwoman Debbie Stabenow wants to get the bill done. Now keep in mind, the committee has been far from an agreement on what to do, if anything, on commodity programs. This week's newsmaker will be available later today at AgriPulse.com. Poet subsidiary to pay fine to settle alleged Clean Air Act violations. A subsidiary of ethanol producer Poet has agreed to pay an $89,860 fine for allegedly violating air permit limits in its Menlo, Iowa plant, EBA said yesterday. After reviewing Poet biorefinery facility records in 2022, EPA said the company, quote, failed to properly operate the facility scrubber, which is designed to limit release of volatile organic compounds and hazardous air pollutants. In response to EPA's finding, the company corrected the alleged violations and implemented procedures to ensure the scrubber operates within required parameters. China, again, drives U.S. soy trade. Total net export sales of U.S. soybeans reached about 1.9 million metric tons for the week of November 17 to 23. That according to the latest data released by USDA's Foreign Agriculture Service. That's a 97% increase from the week before. Chinese customers drove most of the sales. Chinese buyers contracted for over 892,000 tons of the seven-day total for 23-24 delivery. FAS also reported exports of about 1.4 million tons for the week, about 1 million of which went to China. Now take note, China was also the primary buyer of U.S. wheat for the week of November 17 to 23. FAS announced total net sales of nearly 623,000 tons for delivery in the 23-24 marketing year. Chinese purchasers contracted for 197,300 tons of that total. The U.S. exported 340,000 tons during the week, and the largest destination was the Philippines that took 130,500 tons. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Daybreak is sponsored by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the third largest dairy co-op in the country. Edge is a powerful advocate of Washington for farmers throughout the upper Midwest. Among Edge's top priorities is milk pricing reform. Over its long history, the federal order system has aimed to serve farmers by ensuring the orderly marketing of fluid milk. But changing production and consumption patterns are rendering the system ineffective. Edge envisions changes that create flexibility, promote fairness, and strengthen the relationship between farmers and processors.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Brazil gets new large allotment for U.S. sugar quota. Every year, sugar-producing countries are given a quota for exporting raw sugar to the tightly restricted U.S. market. And then, if some quota holders are unable to produce and ship the supplies, the Office of the U.S. Trade Representative reallocates those unused quotas. Brazil will be the biggest benefactor of all that reallocation this year, getting a second quota of 52,581 tons, according to the USTR. Brazil's original allocation was for almost 156,000 tons. Australia got 30,000 tons from the reallocation on top of its original allocation of 89,293. Guatemala got 17,400 tons on top of its first allocation of 51,639 tons. House Ag Dems urged chair and ranking member to preserve IRA energy program funding in Farm Bill. Democratic members of the House Ag Committee yesterday said increasing demand for three Agriculture Department energy programs is one reason to keep Inflation Reduction Act funding for them intact. The lawmakers, in a letter to House Ag Chairman Glenn Thompson of Pennsylvania and Ranking Member David Scott of Georgia, the Powering Affordable Clean Energy, Empowering Rural America, and Rural Energy for America programs have seen application numbers. New ERA, they said, received more than $43 billion in requests, while PACE saw $12 billion worth. As we continue to drive towards a bipartisan farm bill, we urge you to keep these USDA IRA investments intact, they wrote. With black vultures on the rise, senators want to offer farmers help. The black vulture population has increased by 468% since 1990, creating havoc for livestock owners as calves have become their prey. New legislation introduced by Senators Tommy Tuberville of Alabama and Mark Wayne Mullen of Oklahoma and other Republican senators would allow farmers to protect newborn livestock by obtaining permits to safely depopulate black vultures. Some states are allowed to operate under a pilot program that allows them to offer sub-permits limiting ranchers to 3 to 5 black vulture takes per year, even though attacks normally involve 20-plus vultures at a time. The Black Vulture Relief Act would create a federal permit program for producers and require annual reporting of takes to ensure the Fish and Wildlife Service has accurate data to monitor the population. The legislation is endorsed by the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, the American Farm Bureau Federation, U.S. Cattlemen's Association, Alabama Cattlemen's Association, 16 other state cattlemen associations, and 4 state farm bureaus. Antibiotic-resistant bacteria to be explored at meeting. The Presidential Advisory Council on Combating Antibiotic-Resistant Bacteria hold a meeting on December 20th that can be seen online. The Health and Human Services Department officially announced the meeting in the Federal Register yesterday. That meeting will be live-streamed at hhs.gov/live. The council provides advice to the administration on a range of issues involving the use of antibiotics, including alternatives to animal antibiotics. Well, that's Daybreak for this Friday, December 1st, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Daly.